advice. But if I was you, I would find another doctor, and the one thing that I would use as the decision on which I would base whether or not I was going to hire them and trust them anywhere near my child was if they're going to allow you to decide whether or not the child's going to get vaccinated. But then, of course, we have to ask the question, what do pediatricians do? They weigh the child, they measure the child, they give vaccinations and make them sick. You can weigh your own child, you can measure your own child, you can get yourself a colloidal silver generator. There's a link on my reversing vaccine-induced disease com site that will show you the generator that I use, because there's never been any pathogen that's ever been found to not be removed by colloidal silver with, of course, no side effects. So you don't need a pediatrician in the first place. We have to start firing these people. And, of course, psychiatrists are definitely in the same boat. There is no such thing as, quote-unquote, mental illness. It's either people have been exposed to toxins, like, for example, you may have heard of the Mad Hatters about a century ago. These were men that were working in hat factories, and they were using mercury to make the brims of the hat stiff, and those people did go mad. And so mercury can cause, you know, that kind of a problem as well. So, in other words, toxin exposure, nutritional deficiency. There are also spiritual aspects, doorways that are opened when certain things occur. But basically, giving drugs is not the answer. As a matter of fact, the drugs that the psychiatrists are giving are causing chemical lobotomies. And, of course, this is why the Supremes just found an excuse to pass Obamacare, or, in other words, to deem it constitutional, because it's not enough that most people are already in the insurance system, which was obviously developed to keep you in the big pharma box, because nothing that works is covered by insurance. And now they're going to mandate that people like me, who have not had insurance for 15 years, I use homeopathics and natural supplements, and do not have medical issues because of I know what to do. And this is what I teach people as well. But the point is, I am never going to buy insurance, because you wait and see what happens when this really kicks in. They're going to be mandating vaccines for you to keep your insurance. They're going to mandate women get mammograms, because, of course, mammograms cause breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just that you're going to have only the big pharma solution to, quote unquote, manage your disease. You're going to have certain things you must do to keep the insurance that you're mandated to keep. So if I was you, I'd pay the tax, the fee, the extortion, whatever they call it, and just stay out of that whole insurance system. And use your hard-earned money to use things that work. And along those lines, just one other thing, another bullet point I want to give you is you're talking to people out there in the world, anybody that can still think, when they're talking about pre-existing conditions. Why do we have pre-existing conditions? Because Big Pharma cures nothing. And that's exactly the way they want it, because that's how they make money as they're depopulating the world. Okay, thank you for your patience, Chris from Las Vegas. Your comment or question, please.
Dr. Carley, and thank you for doing such a masterful job of sitting in for Maggie and shining the light of truth in a dark world of lies. First, I should probably advise you, I don't think you made an announcement for the listeners to switch to Channel B on the RBN, because I just checked and it looks like Robbie Noel is on A and you've moved to Channel B, which would be important, and perhaps Robbie might make that suggestion for you. But more importantly to what your topic is, I'd like to talk about possible alternative forms of delivery of poisons, medications, and other contrivances of the medical community to poison us.
Excellent.
And your topical information about the relations to aluminum and mercury and other things certainly inspires one to perhaps connect dots and note the chemtrail composition has changed, and they're now including a compound known as trimethyl aluminum, referred to as TMA.
Okay, hold on, Chris. This is very important. So glad you're bringing it up, but we're going to a break. So please stay on the line. We'll get right back to you after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This is Dr. Carly sitting in for Maggie, and we have Chris on the line. Chris, please continue, because yes, in fact, there's so many ways that they're killing us. That's why my show, which is on Saturdays on OrionTalkRadio.com, What's Ailing America, as I always say, I will never run out of answers to that question. And chemtrails is a big one. Take it away.
Well, my concerns are this. You spoke about Bill Gates and the Monsanto Foundation's association, but you didn't mention Margaret Sanger's associations to Bill Gates' father, very close associations. And, of course, she was the transhumanist geneticist psychopath that wanted to reduce the population through injections and chemical sterilizations of many elements of society. And it concerns me that because the injections is one methodology of administering these insidious poisons to reduce us to quivering masses of humans and subject us to their will, that could not the aerial transmission of aspirated particles, be it trimethyl aluminum, titanium, barium, cesium, strontium, perhaps if they had a mistaken administration of a perhaps mislabeled-looking normal chemtrail concoction slipped into it, perhaps not by mistake, with individuals like John Holdren, Kathleen Sebelius, Lisa Jackson, and Craig Fugate, that may not precipitate a need to use all those FEMA coffins they have stored around.
Well, I totally concur with you, and in my communications with people all over the world, there's different types of chemtrails in different places. As a matter of fact, if you just start going on YouTube and, you know, you could spend weeks just checking out the chemtrails that people have posted in different places. So it's obvious to me that they're using different concoctions in different places, and they're testing it out for whatever the, you know, exposure or result that they want. In Vancouver, there's some really amazing chemtrails happening. They actually look like they're black, and when you film them, you can almost see like goop coming out of the sky and falling on the earth, and many people in that area are becoming very sick. An interesting thing that happened just this past week here in North Carolina, there's a big story in the news for a number of days. There was a Charlotte-based C-130 that crashed allegedly while battling wildfires near Edgemont, South Dakota. So they've been, you know, making heroes out of the four National Guardsmen that were killed and, you know, causing further trauma to people as they're watching this on the news. But when I first heard about this, my initial suspicion was, how do we know that that C-130 was actually battling fires, which, by the way, the fire retardant that they use is a toxic poison anyways. So that's number one. But number two, as far as I can tell in my investigation of the chemtrails, is that they're using these C-130s in order to spray. And it's hard to believe that these National Guardsmen would knowingly, you know, spray toxic poison on their fellow citizens. So what I think might be happening is, just as you said, they could be using a lot of these planes where people think they're spraying fires, which the fires could be started on purpose so that they can do this. But of course, they're not just spraying it over fires. But this is just one aspect to it, in my opinion. And then they're actually putting who knows what in those gigantic canisters that you can actually see on the internet. There are people that have gone inside and filmed them. So, yes, I mean, these people are psychopaths. Who knows what they're up to? Go ahead.
Your allusion to the fires is very coincidental, because I've also observed that this same trimethyl aluminum is a highly ignitable source that, when it's sprayed on the ground and the other plants and stuff, it tends to accumulate in the water on the ground and absolutely sterilizes the ground. They cause the trees to turn silver on the barks and stuff, which indicates this aluminum poisoning of the trees, and it basically sterilizes all ground and likely humans that are exposed to it. So it's not unlikely they could just as easily incorporate something like white phosphorus in small quantities with the aluminum. And, of course, then when they spray it, it makes everything a flashpoint. It makes it burn hotter, more intensely, more able to travel, and it incorporates the aspects of the transhumanist eugenicists that wish to murder everybody by genetic alteration, and it's just unbelievable that these groups of our government and militaries. In fact, Evergreen Air has a place in Phoenix where they have a 40 or 50 planes that are all equipped to carry tankers to aid in this chemtrail production. And of course, the mainstream media tries to color anybody who tries to talk about these topics as tinfoil hat wearing crazies, and it couldn't happen. And they try to insinuate that the contrails that go for a short distance could possibly be the same as chemtrails that go for miles and miles and remain suspended in the atmosphere, effectively creating clouds.
Very important point. And since you mentioned contrails, I have to say one most important thing that people have to realize is that there are so many layers of disinformation out there. And, you know, what the disinformers do is give 90% truth and 10% lies. And I actually heard someone in the chemtrail community recently on a radio show refer to chemtrails as prolonged contrails. That right there tells me that this is a disinformer. Because even associating chemtrails with contrails, which we all know are the vapor released from jets, which disappears pretty much immediately, is total disinformation. You can't prolong a contrail. These chemtrails, they're not coming out of the jet exhaust. They are being sprayed out of the planes. And there's so... Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I have absolutely seen the development of the devices, and I have background in sterilizer repair, so I understand these concepts. And when you force a large amount of air through a conical venturi, and then you let it open up, you can create a vacuum drop across there. And that can be used to induce the flow of any type of liquids that would be interspersed with the air flows and create that exact effect that they use to precipitate all these particulate matters of any kind, whether it is a virulent, a bacteriologic, a poison, a metallic, or anything else to have the desired effect that they choose to induce on us.
Exactly. There's no question in my mind that organisms are also being released on the population as well. And on tomorrow's show, I'm going to talk about this cannibalism epidemic, which is also being called the zombie apocalypse, which in my mind, without question, and I have many documents that are basically showing my theory to be true, that this is actually weaponized rabies, and that they are dropping that from planes as well. But one of the things that I want to mention, as long as you're talking about organisms, I have clients in Indiana that had this amazing dog, a German Shepherd, and this dog would like to go swimming in their pond. And this dog came up with these very strange skin eruptions and lesions, which the holistic vet they went to had no idea what it was and just started doing surgeries. And unfortunately, by the time they contacted me, the dog had already had it for 8 months. But amazingly, they were recommended to go to a university veterinary school near them in Indiana. And, of course, that's where they're doing all of these experiments. You know, there's 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the United States. And all of the medical schools and veterinary schools, many zoos, I mean, the pharma companies, they're all involved in creating these emerging organisms. If you hear the word emerging, you know it emerged from a lab. And they brought their dog to this veterinary medical school, and the dog was diagnosed with something called pithiosis, P-Y-T-H-I-O-S-I-S, pithiosis insidiosum, which reminded me of Mycoplasma incognitus, a form of mycoplasma they shot into the soldiers that's actually patented. But this pithiosis is actually a parasitic fungus. And what it did to this dog, it was straight out of hell. You know, I watched over time. The dog was too far gone by the time I started dealing with the dog. And watching what happened to this poor dog, where this parasitic fungus basically started just eating its entire abdomen. And eventually the owners, unfortunately, had to put the dog down because the dog couldn't lay down because it was in too much pain, but it couldn't stand up because all the nutrition was going to the parasites. This is the kind of thing we're paying for. And there's no question, how else could this be getting in ponds? They have to be spraying it. And I encourage people to check this out on the Internet. It's spreading all over the United States, and it can also be, humans can also come down with this problem as well.
Well, that sounds a little bit like the flesh-eating bacteria. And could you possibly speak to, I've seen some suggestions that Morgallons, a form of that, may be a nano-engineered hybridized virus that's actually encoded with a some sort of a micro number system in there, and it may be a form, along with the fundamentalist zealot elimination or mind-altering vaccines that they've created of a form of the reformed Spanish influenza. There's just a myriad of different mind and body assaults that are being perpetrated against the global population to eliminate a large portion of us.
Exactly. Well, another very important point that you're bringing up. Without question, Morgellons has to be a bioengineered organism. And I actually have had many clients that have had this condition, which is just so terrible to experience, where they basically feel like they have to rip their skin off. I mean, the itching from this, I kind of like it to having a nonstop case of poison ivy, something in that regard. And yes, this just goes to show the level at which they're, you know, at with their treachery, that now they have found a way to combine synthetic organisms with biologic organisms and self-assembling occurs, and the best way to get it to people, in my opinion, well, they certainly could be injecting it in vaccines as well. Inoculation is always number one in terms of...
You have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We're back with an unsolicited opinion. And before the break, I'm having an excellent conversation with Chris from Las Vegas. We were talking about Morgellons. And as I was saying, obviously, inoculation is the most efficient way to introduce any kind of pathogen into a person or pet. But certainly spraying on us is also going to be very efficient if they can get high enough concentrations. And especially if they can get it done over a long enough period of time. I mean, there's no way to escape the air we breathe if you're going to go out into the world and you're going to be living pretty much anywhere on the planet at this point. I don't know of any places that aren't being sprayed. So depending on whatever concoction they've come up with, of course, you're going to be breathing this stuff in. Let me just say there are homeopathics that can detox it, but you know, you have to be aware of what's out there, what's hurting you. And as far as that word conspiracy theory, I talk about conspiracy reality because there's so much evidence of what they're doing. In fact, in June 5th of 2012, Wired.com, there was an article published about DARPA and Ventnor launching an assembly line for genetic engineering. And, of course, anytime the Pentagon's far-out research arm DARPA is involved, you know it's going to be something extremely sinister. And this psychopath named J. Craig Ventnor, who has an institute over of that name, he has actually become one of the first scientists not only to sequence a human genome, but also to create a cell with entirely synthetic nucleic acids. So basically, once this is introduced into a body, it's going to use your own DNA to replicate itself and replicate a synthetic organism. And this is one of the scariest things I've ever heard of. And, of course, we're paying for it once again.
Well, Dr. Carley, it's not an accident that this administration especially put in these unvetted czars that are actually techno-crazy terrorists committing global annihilation. And it's not just here in America. It's every planet and country on the globe that they're trying to predicate these schemes to poison, murder, kill, or genetically modify these humans in their delusions of technocracy.
I totally agree. It's right in our face. And, of course, the idea that Mitt Romney would not continue same, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, these political parties, they're all committing treason on so many levels. It's so dark. Like I always say, people of conscience can't even conceive of the level of evil that we're dealing with. But, in fact, they're destroying everything. They're destroying our food with GMO. I mean, that's why I will never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? To me, the amazing thing is that there's any people such as us who can still think, who can still critically evaluate, who still have enough semblance of health that we can carry on. And we really, I mean, this is the most important time in history. They are on the verge. I don't know what their next false flag is going to be, but we know it's going to be a big one. And it's so critical to wake up as many people as possible, although because of the brain damage from all the things, you know, fluoride, aspartame, the list is endless. All these different things that people are being exposed to, it's very hard to find people that can think. And if they can think, in many cases, they're filled with fear. What I always tell people is you're already dead, so you might as well get a backbone and start standing up and saying no, because your future is not going to be a future. I can't even imagine the hell on earth that's going to exist for children of today if their parents don't stand up and say no and not go along with this eugenics program.
Homeschool. Thank you, Dr. Carley, for letting me come on, and thank you more importantly for the fabulous work and truth that you're still able to think and use your brain as designed to by the Creator. I know there are more callers lined up. Burner out there can tell you all about the black chemtrails. Thank you so much. May the Creator bless you, Dr. Carley.
Thank you for your contribution, Chris. And, yes, in fact, I am in contact with Werner from Vancouver, and he keeps me apprised of what's going on where he lives all the time. Of course, his cows are being mutilated and killed off, and then, you know, as these corrupt monsters always do, they try to turn things around and saying that he's in some way not taking proper care of his animals. Anybody that speaks out, yes, you are going to have a problem. They are going to cause you persecution. But as I said, the very extinction of humanity is at foot here. I mean, the calls that I get every day from people, the suffering that I hear about, it's just mind-boggling. It's so tragic that more people aren't seeing this. And as I started saying at the beginning of the show, that we have people like Dr. Oz, the Wizard of Oz. Isn't it funny that his name is Oz? I mean, where did that come from? But that he's being brought in to make people believe in doctors again, to make them think that doctors are there to help you. Well, there may be a few ignorant doctors that believe that they're doing good things. They just don't see the truth before them. But I can assure you, at the top levels, the psychopaths that control medical establishments, the entire medical mafia, and of course Big Pharma and the FDA are in total collusion. They're all in on it. The death and destruction of the human race is apparently their agenda, because that's what's happening. And the few zombies they have left, and I don't mean the undead, I mean the automatons, will carry out their programs and work in their companies. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sitting in for Maggie. I'd like more people to call in. I love callers, so if you have any questions or comments, please do so. Chris's contribution was outstanding. And yes, it's impossible to mention everything, every aspect to what's going on. It's just so daunting. I've been researching these matters for 15 years, and the evidence just continues to accumulate. In fact, in terms of vaccinations, someone recently sent me an article out of Italy where they did a research study and they found that people with baldness were bald because of their vaccinations. They're developing antibodies against their hair follicles. I mean, everything you can imagine is being caused by vaccines and other things. It's always the big picture. As a matter of fact, on both of my websites, you can... the first place I would start if I was you on the reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site, go to the vaccine induced disease tab and download the four diagrams I have and listen to the the lecture I gave in Chicago in 2008 explaining those diagrams, the first of which is the big picture. And once you get that idea in your mind, which is so simple, the truth is actually very simple, that all of our diseases are caused by a number of assaults on our immune system and our bodies. And, of course, it's not just biological or chemical. It includes injustice. If any of you have been in courts, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. There is no pill for injustice. It includes psychic attacks, just so many different things that we're all going through. And then you have that final assault, which is the straw that breaks the camel's back, and then your body starts to develop symptoms. And the symptoms are there to tell you you're doing something wrong, and you really have to find out what you're doing wrong in order to reverse the cause. But unfortunately, what we've been brainwashed to do is go to the white coats or the medical devils, as B.J. Palmer, the founder of chiropractic, called MDs. We go to the white coats and they give us a prescription or decide to cut out one of our organs or radiate us or whatever the case may be. And then the cycle continues with more assaults until eventually you're dead. Not only are you dead, but the suffering that you've incurred is just indescribable, and you've paid for it on top of it all. And so that's what I'm trying to get people to realize, is that your body has the innate intelligence in order to take care of itself if it's provided with proper food, water, and air. Of course, it's getting real tough to do those things as well. You have to filter your water, certainly, if you're drinking anything from any different water supplier in the cities, and even the wells are now being contaminated from the chemtrails and things that are soaking into the ground. As we were talking with Chris, it's almost impossible to do too much about the chemtrails because you have to breathe. And food is getting harder and harder to get good food as well. Where I live in North Carolina, I have a number of container gardens that I've planted over the years. And it's truly amazing to see how things just aren't growing well. That's how I realized they've got to be spraying mold on us, because many of the plants get moldy. And, of course, here for the last week and a half or so, we've had temperatures between 95 and 100. Today's really the first day that it's not in the 90s. And these plants are just frying. They're all turning to flour and not producing any food. So growing your own food is even getting almost impossible. And finding organic produce in the different markets and such, well, how do you know that it's really organic? When I see, like, monster strawberries and monster beets or anything of that nature, even if it's labeled organic, I always wonder, like, how could that possibly be organic? And where did they grow it, that it wasn't going through the same types of things that my plants are going through? So it's so hard in this day and age to keep yourself well. But education of yourself is the main thing you have to do. You have to learn what's bad, ignore what's bad as much as you possibly can, learn how to detoxify what's bad if you've been exposed to it. One of the main toxins that we're being exposed to, of course, are pesticides. Pesticides which were developed to kill people back in World War II, and then they decided, okay, let's we got some mustard gas left over, let's start, you know, using it on people that have cancer from their vaccines, and that's how the whole field of chemotherapy got started. And it always amazes me, ever since we had this Fukushima disaster, which obviously was a man-made disaster without question. And the people in Japan are just basically being fried. And, of course, we're not even hardly hearing about that anymore as the radiation reaches us in the water and in the air, especially, and especially on the West Coast, we're being exposed to radiation. There are things you can do to detox that as well. But there's so many things that are not in our control. And it's very scary. And a lot of people, like I said, just put their head in the sand. They just figure, okay, let me watch TV and, you know, play games or whatever your distraction is in order to just avoid seeing the truth that's right in front of your face. In regards to the radiation for people that have cancer, my new suggestion now to people who believe that radiation is good for cancer, to get rid of it, because, of course, radiation causes breast cancer, for example. When you get a mammogram, they're radiating your breast, especially if they're doing it every year. You will get breast cancer. The Lucite plates that they put your breast between to take the x-rays are going to crush the capsule of the tumor if it's there and spread it throughout the breast. So this is, of course, one of the most insane things that they're doing for people to, quote-unquote, diagnose them of cancer as they're causing the cancer. And it's amazing to me how many women will have their breasts lopped off and then they go for their chemo and their radiation when the radiation caused the cancer in the first place. So what I sarcastically tell people is, well, rather than go for radiation, why don't you just take a trip to Japan and stay in Japan for a couple of weeks? And, you know, if radiation's good for your cancer, then it should take care of the problem. If you say things like that, it does help to open up people's minds, because then they start to ask themselves, well, wait a minute. Yes, that's right. When Fukushima happened, they were telling us about the large increase of cancer that's going to be there. So why are they radiating people that have cancer? It is insane. And, of course, if you look up any chemotherapy drug, which I always suggest my clients look up any drug they're taking, or any procedure, just put the name of the drug or procedure hyphen side effects in any search engine, and you can read what Big Pharma admits to. If people did this for anything they're doing involving white coats, they would never take the drug or go through the procedure, because they all have terrible side effects. And if you get rid of the fear and just know that your body has the innate intelligence to take care of itself, as I mentioned in that Science of Vaccine Damage article, they've actually found a way to develop antibodies to destroy the innate intelligence itself. I mean, this is so evil. It's just uncomprehendable, as I always say to people of conscience. But it's happening. We know it's happening. We have to face it. Now, what are we going to do about it? Of course, that's the problem. Because, as I said, everybody in the District of Criminals is committing treason. Some of them are more obvious than others, but they're all in on it together. They're all psychopaths, and they're basically selling us out in so many ways. So the first thing you have to do is get the facts so that you can wake up those you love. If they won't listen, then you just basically, you know, let them go. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. Both of my parents have been killed by the white coats over the last 2 years, and now my younger sister is dying of chemo and radiation after she developed breast cancer because she wouldn't listen to me about mammograms. So if people won't listen, they're going to die. It's very sad, but that's just the way it is. We need to focus on those who do have a conscience and who do have the courage and the strength to face reality, especially if they have children. I loved when Chris brought up homeschooling. To me, it's so insane now that parents would even consider sending their children to these public schools where the pedophiles swarm to, because, of course, pedophiles are going to go any place that children are. And there was just a case here in North Carolina yesterday where they found that some board member of some private school is a pedophile. And, you know, this happens on a constant basis at this point. So they're being exposed to pedophiles. They're being exposed to toxic poisons. A lot of people don't realize that schools are sprayed with pesticides at least once a month. Who knows what cleaning materials they're using in the school to clean up, you know, whatever, especially with the younger children, you know, Clorox and all kinds of serious toxins that they're being exposed to on that level. But, of course, the most dangerous thing is the indoctrination. The children are not being taught how to think. They're being taught how to memorize facts and spit them out on exams. And this is the reason why they're, you know, highlighting all of these tests that the children take. I'm not sure when the first test is, probably in grade school. But then as you get closer and closer to quote-unquote higher education, which is actually higher brainwashing, and you take tests like the SATs, the medical doctors, there's something called the MCATs. All professions have some kind of a test you have to take in order to prove that you're worthy of going to that institution to study that particular subject. And what I learned years ago, I was contacted by a woman involved in creating these tests who actually left because she had a conscience. Turns out they've actually found ways of asking questions that will expose the psychopaths, because those are the students they want. They want the students who will go to Harvard and Yale and places like that, where they're actually telling them certain things that are going on, where the medical devils of the highest levels are being created. They need to be sure that they have psychopaths going to those schools, because when the truth comes out, they need to know that the truth will be hidden, that they won't reveal the inner secrets of what's really going on. Of course, what's really amazing to me is that these psychopaths don't realize that the same things are being done to them. But that's how they basically encapsulate them. It's on a need-to-know basis. You know, the medical devils who know that vaccines are nature, they may not be aware of the chemtrails or all of the other. Hopefully, we'll get more and more whistleblowers coming out in regards to exposing what's actually happening, so that more and more people can have the evidence we need to put these monsters out of business. Of course, one of the problems is that the prosecutorial arm of the government, the police and such, work for the psychopaths, so what do we do? I don't claim to have all the answers, but certainly what's happening right now is not going to work. As a matter of fact, one of the most hilarious things that I saw recently was when Congress held Eric Holder, our corrupt attorney general, in contempt for not releasing documents relating to the Fast and Furious scam, and then the Department of Justice decided that they weren't going to prosecute him. Of course, Congress had to have known that was going to happen. You see, all of these congressional hearings, they're just dog and pony shows so that they can go on C-SPAN and pretend that they're working on problems in our country. No, and in fact, they're causing everything. As Chris said, everything that's happening around the world, especially the financial collapse, how obvious can it be that they build up these bubbles? And then, you know, they have the IMF and all these other Federal Reserve type organizations, and they're basically, you know, printing money out of thin air and then charging interest on the money that they print in order to basically cause debt to put all of these countries under the control of the psychopathic banksters. They're all in the loop. They all know what's going on. And this is what we have to face, because it's getting really ugly. And as I said earlier, who knows when the next false flag will be. I suspect that there's something nefarious that may happen at the Olympics coming up, because they've been advising everybody going to London or participating in the Olympics or even working at the Olympics. They all need to get their flu vaccine. So who knows what's going to happen when we have all these inoculated people in one place, who have been foolish enough to be injected with bioweapons called vaccines, but that's just one possibility. And so the good news is, though, that people are waking up and seeing this pattern in practice. They use the same master template. That's what makes it very easy to figure out what's going on. And there are many good researchers. As I said earlier, there's also lots of disinformers. So you have to vet anybody. I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. Because we have been lied to about everything. And actually, it makes it very easy. Whenever the government or the media tell Live Vision, tells us anything, if you flip it around 180 degrees, that's where I would start your investigation. Because in most cases, it makes it quite easy to figure out where the disinfo is and how they're trying to distract us as well with all kinds of things that don't matter. I have a TV on my office as I'm doing the show. I always have it on the background just to see what's going on, because I report on these things, trying to teach people how to think a lot on my shows. And right now they have this Jose Baez on talking about the Casey Anthony case. It's 1 year old. who cares, okay? Obviously, this woman killed her baby. Obviously, the legal system is designed to suppress evidence and keep us, you know, out of jail if we have the money to buy our freedom. If you're just a low-income person, you know, you're going to be forced to plea, and that's how you're going to be put in prisons. I'm sure you all know we have the highest prison population in the world. So all of these things going on, we have lots of distractions, but we have to keep our eye on the important things. And the important things involve our freedom and our health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. And obviously, with our freedom being attacked in so many ways, it's very important for us to be vigilant and to start saying no. And to not lick the boots of our masters, you know, start standing up in whatever way you can. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Last segment, and it's been wonderful to speak to the RBN listeners again, and I love that commercial where it says listening to RBN because you can handle the truth. one of the things that keeps me going is knowing that there are so many people out there who are learning the truth, no matter how hard it is to face it, and who are educating others. And in the end, truth has to overcome this evil. It has to, because that's just the way it's supposed to be. And I refuse to believe that these monsters' agenda is going to come to fruition, because there's too many people who are going to stand up and stop it. And the last thing I just want to mention, as I said, I have my telling lies to our vision in the background when I do shows, just to see what's going on during the commercials. And it's so amazing to me, all of the commercials you see now for different pharmaceuticals, they're actually telling you different things that the drugs will do, but trying to cajole you to go to your white coat and see if this drug is right for you. Yes, you can, you know, have a problem with arthritis, and especially with all these biologicals. The biologicals are corrupting your immune system. That's basically a overall picture of what you have to realize. And, of course, there's more and more biological drugs being released on humanity and pets as well all the time. And they just had a commercial for this product called Restasis. Restasis is supposed to help you if you have a problem with what they call dry eye. Well, what is Restasis? It is cyclosporin. Cyclosporin is an anti-rejection drug. So right there it tells you it's an autoimmune problem. You probably have antibody complexes in blocking up your tear ducts. And then they go on to tell you all the different side effects. And, of course, you know, it's never been tested in people with herpes. Well, why? Because it's a known thing that herpes basically hides in your nerves. And so if you have a latent herpes infection and you take any kind of immunosuppressant, which includes steroids, by the way, of course, the virus is going to come out big time. And yet they show people these things in commercials, and yet people still go and do these things. I just don't get it. Once I came out of my sleep deprivation after medical school and surgery residency, and I actually started to check these things out and realized how bad the drugs are that they're giving to people, I just don't understand how anybody can take any drug. Yes, if you're in severe pain, perhaps a short period of time taking a pain medication, because it's hard to find really potent pain remedies in the quote-unquote natural world. But other than that, everything has a solution. You can learn how to reverse your disease and become healthy as much as possible on the toxic planet that we live on, and that's what we all need to learn how to do, but especially to learn how to think. And just in closing, a couple amazing articles that I have in front of me. There was an article published Friday, May 25th, 2012, on page 2A of the Charlotte Observer. That's the local paper I get to see what they're feeding the sheep. Title is Parties Work Together to Fight Key Drug Shortages. So they're going to make the passage of the toxic drugs faster.
Find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain,